We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
We are joined by our very good friend, former New England Patriot, Matt Light. It's been a while since Matty has been on the show. And good morning, and how are you?
Top of the morning, fellas. Happy 2017.
Yes.
Likewise.
How are the holidays?
You know, they were quick. I mean, we just hung here in the Foxborough area, didn't travel like we usually do, and it was nice, man. It was really nice. You know, you travel during the holidays, and anything could happen. You can get stranded, you know, and there's always chaos, and you got four kids, and, you know, I mean, we just decided to take it easy this year, and we had a great time, did a little skiing, and, you know, soaked in the New England area.
And now we're on to Houston.
And now we're on to Houston. Yes, we are, my friend.
What do you think? Mike Hsu was mentioning yesterday that he feels there may be some overconfidence on the part of Patriots fans. Not that it matters either way, but do you have any concern whatsoever about this Houston Texans team on Saturday?
Well, I mean, I think anytime you get to this point in the year, there's definitely some concern to be had. I think the one thing that probably puts everybody at ease is that, you know, we've got this defined kind of path, right? Everything has to come through New England, and I think that may give some people a little overconfidence, just thinking that there's this home field advantage that, you know, teams just inherently have, and, you know, that we've already got this path outlined. And, you know, there is a little bit of a truth to the fact that playing at home is a little bit more comfortable, but at the end of the day, you got to go out there and prove it. And I'll tell you, the thing that I think about a lot in this game is just how well these two teams really know each other, right? I mean, think about, you know, what Bill O'Brien is telling his team and what Coach Belichick is telling his team. I mean, both of these guys have spent so much time together, and they understand the tendencies, and they'll be evaluating and thinking about, you know, what they've done to each other in the past, and, you know, that 27-0, you know, just debacle that happened here for those guys last time. I mean, so much is going to go into this that it's kind of hard to say how this thing's really going to come out.
Hey, can you remember a game in which the line was pushing 17 on Tuesday in a playoff game?
No, and I don't know. I mean, I guess it's the fact that, you know, number one, they came here and they got blown up with, you know, a guy that wasn't Tom Brady, right? And, you know, and then maybe that has something to do with it, and maybe the way that Tommy's playing, and of course the way the entire team's playing, maybe that's what they're factoring. But, you know, look, I'll tell you, these teams, you can never, I mean, if they're there for a reason. I mean, and they showed, you know, what they could do last week, you know, beating, you know, an Oakland Raider team that I think a lot of people thought were going to win that game.
Well,
Matty, you sound like you're still playing for Belichick.
Can you just
embrace the fact that we're going to ass whoop the Texans?
You haven't asked me what I think. I think overall we are going to win this game. I'm not worried about losing to the Texans, but I will say this. You know, man, preparing for teams for, you know, 11 seasons under a guy like Belichick, it's hard not to give, you know, these people that come into Gillette or, you know, any team that you play a lot of credit. I mean, they got some things that they can do very well. They got playmakers too. They got guys that, you know, can step up and answer the bell. I mean, you know, anything can happen. I always go into it very optimistic. At the end of the day, though, look, I mean, I have a hard time with the fact that this offensive line, the way these guys are playing, how Tommy's attacking every single opponent, what the defense is doing, our special team. I mean, think about what the special teams did to this team a year ago. You think Larry Izzo isn't, like, literally up all night, like, freaking out about how he's going to attack this team? I mean, this is a crazy one. And I remember seeing those guys in the field, you know, when they were here earlier in the year, you know, Vrabes and Izzo and, and Billy O and all these familiar faces, man, this is going to be one. When you see this opening series and you see how this game starts to unfold, you're going to know everything about what you're going to see very early on.
A texter wants to know, Matt Light, if as a player you're playing for the Houston Texans, can you use that 17-point line as motivation? Like, will you use that to get fired up for that game on Saturday night?
Yeah, I mean, not the line itself, but I think maybe there's the lack of respect for where they are. And you do use that at times. You know, it's us against the world. It's nobody's giving us a chance. You know, it's the mighty New England Patriots, and who can possibly go into their home and tear them down. Well, I'll tell you this much, man. I've been in a lot of Billy O'Brien meetings. I've been there when we had huge games and we had, you know, what most people would say an impossible task of beating, you know, some defense that was all world. And he's always going to go into it with a lot of confidence because he prepares hard. So I'm sure that they're talking about, you know, exactly how they're going to attack, you know, this Patriots, you know, defense and offense and special teams, and they feel really good about it. But we're going to find out, like I said, I think very early on in this game how it's going to truly unfold.
Any guess at what the over-under will be on J.J. Watt's sideline shots that we'll see on television?
How many times they'll bring up Vince Wilford?
Yes.
You know, all the great things that happen. I mean, they're going to have so much to talk about, and just as much as the coaches are overanalyzing and going back and digging up stuff and finding, you know, every little edge they can, the broadcasters do the exact same thing in these playoff games. It becomes a little annoying.
Would you, a texter wants to know if you feel like you would be able to block Clowney?
Clowney, yeah. You know, look, I mean, people are talking about how he's, you know, having his best season of his career so far, and you know, I think he's a talented player. You know, I'd like to think that, you know, as a competitive guy, I'd rise to any challenge and was able to do that for a few years. But, you know, I'm sure I'd have my hands full, you know, with him at times like everybody else does. But that's the political answer. But, you know, in my heart of hearts, I'd kick his ass.
Yeah, boy.
A lot of people are talking about Houston not going back to practice until today and then Friday being a travel day. You think that's a mistake on their part?
Well, you know, look, every team has a mode, right? There were times where we would come in and it would be, you know, very kind of low-key compared to, you know, maybe what we did during the regular season. And you do those things because, you know, as a head coach, you got to sense when you can put, you know, all the pressure on the pedal and really drive your team into the dirt. I mean, there were times where we were practicing, you know, like I'm talking as hard as you could practice the week of the Super Bowl. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's something that just as a coach, you got to feel that out. And I'm sure that, you know, they're probably at a point in the season where because of some injuries or, you know, just where guys are and the depth of certain things and the confidence they have in their players, that they're going to attack the week the way they think is going to be best for the team.
Do you think Roger Goodell will be there on Saturday night?
Oh, God, I hope so. I hope I run into him, you know, like 6 keels into the night, and, you know, ready to attack. By the way, we have a chance for a lucky winner. We're going to be doing another one of these raffles. We've got a couple days left on it. We're going to be a little pre-game party at Splitsville, having a little fun.
Excellent.
Rocking it in the great space there right outside the stadium. And we want some folks to join in with us, help us raise some money for the foundation and get a chance to, you know, have the ultimate game day experience, man.
So how do you get in on that?
Oh, just go to lighthouseraffle.org.
Okay.
Lighthouseraffle.org, or you can go to Playoff Raffle if that's easier to remember. We got both those URLs, playoffraffle.org, and get your tickets and tap in, man, as we like to say in the locker room. This is going to be a lot of fun. I mean, again, like I said, I believe they're going to win this. We're going to be playing this AFC Championship game next. We'll probably do another raffle, so it's a cool way to see the game. You got tickets to the game, sitting in a suite. You got, you know, dinner at Davio's, which is always awesome. You got a hotel stay. I mean, this is a great package, and for,
ooh,
you know,
hello,
$20, you get a lot of shots.
How much is each shot at it?
It's $1 a ticket. You can get it crazy. I mean, you can go for thousands of tickets. You know, we don't care. You know, but but we do these things. You know, look, it's benefiting the Light Foundation. We're obviously, you know, loving everything that we do. These kind of raffles generate a lot of funding, and I'll tell you, for 2017, man, it's exciting. You guys have been a big part of helping us with the Life Foundation for a long time. We have about almost 5,000 kids come through our outdoor camp in Ohio. I was just there, just got back last night, and we're growing that facility. We're adding a whole new welcome center, and things are really looking good, man. I'll tell you, I'm very grateful for what, you know, this region's done for a lot of kids, not just in New England, but all over the country.
I'll tell you, the only thing that makes me nervous about Saturday is that photo of Belichick taking a nap on the Nantucket Ferry. And I feel like he was asleep over the weekend, napping, and I'm a little bit worried about his preparation.
I'm pretty sure he's like Chuck Norris. He doesn't sleep. He just waits.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes. Hey, did you this is completely opposite. This particular incident is completely opposite from the Belichick experience, which you are you know so well. Do you think that the Giants receivers boat trip had anything to do with that loss?
Man, I mean, it doesn't help, right? I mean, I look at those kind of situations and I just say, you know, it's the court of public opinion, right? You open yourself up to so much when you do something organized like that, or you know, it gets out that your focus wasn't 100% on football, which, you know, look, are there a lot of, you know, players that have gone off and done things completely unrelated to the game of football and they've still gone on to win, you know, the Super Bowl or whatever? Yeah, of course. They don't ever talk about that. It's when you go do those things and you lose that you become the GOAT.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that, you know, when you're playing, it's Bill always told the players, you know, in our meetings at the beginning of the year, that, fellas, there's a desk in your office somewhere, and there's a drawer in that desk, and everything that comes at you that's not football, you put in that drawer. When the season's over, you can open that thing up and go through that all you want.
Oh, boner. You think about that, man, right? It's
hey, I try using that in my civilian life now. I'm like, honey, just go put that in that drawer over there.
Oh, boy.
It doesn't work as well.
And then you start throwing things. You start slamming down playbooks on the kitchen counter and throwing things. It doesn't work. It's not the same, right?
No, it's not the same, man. It's a lot tougher here in the real world, but I'm digging it. I've made the transition. I'm still alive.
All right. Well, if you had to call the score on Saturday night, what would you call, Matt Light?
A win.
I hate
calling scores. I will tell you, hey, listen, it's gonna be a good dogfight. I think these guys are gonna come out and send a statement. I really do. I think that, you know, the confidence level that they're playing with, and again, you know, it's kind of a homer thing to say, but it is the truth. It all starts on the defense and the offensive line and the special teams. And you go back to what the special teams did last year or earlier this season, with a couple turnovers, big hits in the kicking game, pinning them deep, making them work the field. You got an offensive line that's healthy. These guys have played together the whole season. They're cranking. They're going to send a statement. You got a D-line that's hungry. Look, all those things point to these guys go out there and they make a heck of a statement, you know, against the team that, you know, they feel, you know, is pretty darn good, and obviously they need, you know, a good feeling going into what's going to be an even bigger game next week. So good luck to them, and I look forward to joining somebody. You know, this playoffraffle.com, you know, we'll have some fun there Saturday night, and maybe we'll even run into you, Hillman, if it's not too late.
Yes, no, I would. Why don't we meet up
and a first quarter meeting?
Yeah, well, I'm going to stay for most of the first half.
Did you make it through the entire game last night, the national championship?
I did not make it through the entire game last night. I tried to, both LB and I. I don't understand. LB was saying earlier, why can't that game start at 7:30 or 8 o'clock? I don't get that.
Yeah, or why does every quarter take an hour and 45 minutes? I mean, it seemed like the longest game in the history of games.
Well, yeah, halftime, we were talking earlier, halftime was like an hour.
Yeah.
I mean,
that was a tough one.
I don't understand. I don't get that.
I don't know, but I don't know if everybody was like me, but I was rooting for Clemson the entire way. I mean, I just felt like, you know, there's something about beating Alabama and seeing the look on, you know, all their faces in Alabama. And maybe it's because I played with a guy like Wesley Britt, and all I ever heard was, Alabama! You know? That was a heck of a game.
Dabo Sweeney, though, he's such a great character. I wanted it for him, man.
He is. And I'll tell you, I'm not sure what happened to him, but, you know, that was a big loss.
Do you think either or both Patricia and McDaniels go somewhere, or do you think that one of them stays? What's your guess on that?
Gosh, you know, there's a part of me that says don't break up the team. You know, I mean, this has been a heck of a run for a long time, even with, you know, Josh stepping away for a few years. But at the same time, you know, those are two of the guys that I just, you know, of all the people I played with and all the coaches I had over my career, you know, I just got the utmost respect for them. They're both incredible people. And, you know, I think it comes down, you know, I always worry, you know, what that step looks like. And you don't know until you get there if you're really qualified to be a head coach. You know, I mean, sometimes, you know, you look at some of these guys that have been, you know, coordinators their entire careers, and that's because they know that's really where they are, and that head coaching level is such a different beast, man. It's very difficult to be a good head coach in the National Football League. So I guess I worry about them, you know, making that jump and not being able to make that transition. But at the same time, man, there's no two guys that deserve it more than they do. So I guess we're going to find out, man, but I'm selfish. I hope we keep him here in New England.
As fans, and even, you know, when you read the writers, I think everybody believes that this entire season has been about the revenge tour and about the hatred for Roger Goodell. Is it your opinion that, you know, as a guy who played for so long, that those guys are still, this team is still using that as motivation and will use that on Saturday night?
Yeah, I don't know if it's something that they talk about, but I think that they're, you know, you'd be crazy to say. I mean, they wouldn't address this openly, but you'd be crazy to say that that's not, you know, part of what, you know, keeps you going on a regular basis. I mean, look, all we're hearing now is about how great this team is, but there was a few weeks back where, you know, heck, they're going through different quarterbacks. I mean, it's amazing how transformative this season has been, and Tommy coming back and doing what he's done. But the truth of the matter is, they got smacked in the face, you know, by Roger Goodell and his staff, and, you know, his you know, phony charges, and, you know, tens of millions of dollars spent, you know, proving that, you know, the best player in the National Football League lied and did all these things that were proven to be false, yet the punishment still came down. If that's not motivation, I don't know what is, brother.
Yeah, right.
Do you, you think Tom should be the MVP?
Oh, man, yeah. I mean, number one, because he's Tom Brady, right? And number two, he's had one hell of a season. I mean, look, there's a lot of other guys that have played really well, no doubt, you know, and there's always a lot of guys that deserve, you know, to have that recognition. It's very difficult to have a clear-cut winner, but, you know, I would give it to him just because of what we just talked about and the fact that he does deserve that kind of attention and he deserves that kind of credit.
All right. Well, if you want to go to the game on Saturday, you could go to Lighthouse Raffle. Is it lighthouseraffle.org?
Yeah, you can go to lighthouseraffle.org, or you can go to playoffraffle.com. We're going to confuse the heck out of people, but just remember, we're going to the game. I'm going to be there with you. We're going to watch it in style in the Energize Suite. We're going to have a hell of a pregame party. We're going to have dinner at Davio's, and you got your hotel room. I'll tuck you in the bed if you've had a few too many. That's all I'm saying. It's not going to get weird, though.
Hold on a second.
Fully clothed, all right? But we're going to have a hell of a good time, and hopefully this will be one of three raffles we'll do all the way to the Super Bowl.
I hope so.
Yeah, of course Tom Brady's going to get the MVP. He had 4 weeks rest. Right? That's my cousin Randy, who's a hardcore Steelers fan. I can hear him saying that right now. Yeah, you got the MVP because you got 4 weeks rest.
All right.
Yeah, well, hey, let's see what he can do going into the playoffs with that extra 4 weeks. I think it's going to be a good one, buddy.
All right, Matt Light. By the way, I'm looking forward to our trip next week. Maddie and I are headed to the inauguration together.
Oh, my.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes.
Big deal, man. You gotta put the whole suit on with the bow tie. I mean, this is like the real deal.
Yeah, you have to. Do you have a tux? You have to have a tux.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Is it camouflage?
I'm going to go rent one at like one of those, like, you know, I'll probably go to Goodwill or one of those places and try to just find one off the rack.
There you go.
A camo tux.
It's a camo tux.
He's going to go to the big and tall tux
with a blaze
store.
Orange bow tie.
Yes. Yes. He will be in his tux and will several yards of fabric will be used to create that tux. All right, Matt. Like
I'm on a slimming diet, my friend. I'm going to be there looking good and svelte, just like you.
Ooh.
All right. Well, we will see you soon, and go Pats, all right?
Yeah, buddy. All right. Take care, guys. We'll see you.
All right. That is Matt Light joining us here on the Framingham Ford Studio line.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.